Hey, so I wanted to talk a little bit about, hopefully this is going to be short, but it's a topic I've mentioned a lot in class, but I don't think I've addressed in this podcast. So anyway, just real quick, for those of you who don't know, my name is Chris Kowalczyk, and I'm an ESL teacher based in the LA Orange County area. I've been teaching English to non-native speakers since about 2000, yeah, about 2007. I think specifically July 2000, June or July 2007. So I'm coming on, I guess, the 18th anniversary of that. I still love teaching. As I always joke to my students, I do hate working, but I do love teaching. And so this podcast is mostly for current and former students. It's not really for a general audience, but hey, if you don't know me personally, I'm glad you found this podcast. And a little bit about myself for those of you who don't know. My mom's from Japan, so I actually went to Japan every summer to visit family, for about a month each summer. And then I actually lived there on my own for about 6 years, working there as an adult. And so I understand a lot about the difficulties of learning and studying a language and actually having to use that in a foreign country, and also the challenges of just living abroad, dealing with police officers or city hall or the doctor and things like that. So I try to use that a lot in my use that experience a lot in the classes. But anyway, today's topic was honesty. So it's something I think a lot about for myself, but also talk about in the classroom is when I say honesty, I mean I really want students to be honest with themselves about their wants and needs and expectations and goals regarding language learning. What I mean by that is, like, what are your priorities? Why are you in class? Why are you studying English, right? And for example, some students may say, well, I want to improve my English. And say, okay, well, that's very general, but what do you mean by that? And by probing with these questions, the why is that important? Why do you feel this is necessary? I think hopefully it gets people to think very carefully about, again, their priorities, right? About being honest. I mean, honesty is a pretty good policy in general, but specifically as it relates to language learning, is I think a lot of times when we're not honest with ourselves about our goals or intentions, we can kind of create a lot of stress for ourselves and maybe unnecessary stress, right? What I mean is, I've had this experience a lot where students will tell me that, they're really trying hard to come to class more often, but they have a lot of issues, maybe at home or at work, or they just don't have enough time or energy, all kinds of reasons, which are valid, of course. And I like to ask students, is, what are your priorities? And it's okay. Like, if school is not a priority, that's perfectly fine. We all have different priorities: our health, our work, our children, our other relationships, our obligations, maybe taking care of a sick family member, and so on. Or sometimes maybe a student just thinks that they should come more often, but doesn't quite believe that in their heart, deep down inside. And so again, that topic of honesty comes up. So I don't want it to sound too harsh, because I'm not trying to criticize or judge anybody, but I just feel that a lot of times when we're honest, it does remove a lot of the pressure. Even though it's sometimes it's uncomfortable as well to be honest with ourselves about, again, our priorities or our goals, our intentions, our wants, and so on. I think it can actually reduce a lot of pressure, reduce a lot of that stress that we may feel. Again, this idea of maybe we want something, or we think we should want something, but maybe we really don't. I see this sometimes. Again, this is my podcast, so I tend to go off on tangents. I've been told that sometimes that's a good thing. People value that. I do go off on tangents. I'm not, hyper focused. But I think this does extend to other areas, such as maybe health and fitness, right? I know there's a lot of people can put a lot of pressure on themselves and have a lot of stress about this area. I need to lose more weight, or I should have more muscles, or I should go to the gym more often, or all kinds of situations. Again, we all have reasons. We're busy with all kinds of things, but I think we just need to be honest with ourselves, and I think that can reduce a lot of stress. for example, regarding health and fitness, you know, time is often a big obstacle for, you know, anybody really, but, you know, especially adults who have obligations for their children or other people. And I always ask myself, when it comes to time, for example, how am I using my time? Am I being honest about how much time I have or I say that I have? I did find myself recently, I mean, legitimately, there was a period recently where I was very, very busy. And I was also dealing with some other personal obligations revolving around my pets was a big one. I had a cat who was very sick and required a lot of care. My dog still requires a lot of care. And and then just kind of work in general was very busy. I think I was being a little inefficient. So I was not falling behind, but struggling to keep up with everything. And I think I let my health and fitness slide a little bit, as we say. I wasn't cooking as often. So I was eating more, I wouldn't say unhealthy food, but quick food. And I wasn't walking or doing as much, as many workouts as I would like to have done. I was skipping days or doing very short workouts. And I started to ask myself, if I'm being completely honest, what are my goals? What is most important for me right now? And am I using my time well? And I started to kind of think, okay, well, I'm spending a lot of time on, not a lot of time, but time on YouTube, for example, especially before bed, to help me relax, I guess. But then I started thinking, you know what? Sometimes that ends up being 30 minutes or an hour. So if I'm being perfectly honest, that's 30 minutes or an hour. Maybe not going to do a full workout, but I could have gone for a walk, right? And going for a walk is also relaxing. Now, it does take a little bit of effort to get started, put on the shoes, take those first few steps. But usually with walking, once you get started, it's quite easy to keep going. And I don't know if that's directly connected to my original point for this podcast, but I just started to really think, okay, time. How am I using my time and my energy? Where am I putting it? You could extend the same idea to relationships, your work habits. I mean, I think a lot of us, if we're being honest with ourselves, how much time do we spend on our phone, right? And that's another thing I noticed recently is I've been on my phone a lot more texting. And I'm not saying that's bad. You know, it is important to connect with people, of course. But I started thinking, I think I need to set some boundaries with my texting. Because if I was being honest, I was getting caught up in text messages that I think did not require that much time, that were not that important. Or I could have consolidated them maybe just at the end of the day, something like that, you know, when I had more downtime. I was distracting myself or being distracted. And that was taking away from my priorities, right? Exercise, work, or even just rest. I mean, rest, sometimes you need to make a deliberate plan to take rest. And that may require you to put the phone away. Because if we're being honest, the phone is preventing us from resting. And if we're well rested, we'll have more time and energy for the things that really matter. Okay, so that's kind of a personal example, I guess, outside of language learning. But the point is, if we have a goal, I think, again, we just have to be really honest about, is that really our goal or is that something we think should be our goal? I guess I should connect this back to my time in Japan. So, for example, when I was studying Japanese, one of my goals was to be able to talk about politics and, you know, like military history, the things that are really I'd like to talk about in English. I wanted to be able to have that same degree of fluency and competency in Japanese as well. So I did study very hard. And while I did value it, when I look back at it, I wonder if that was really the most important thing that I needed to focus on. And I think I should have assessed my actual needs. Like, I wasn't able to communicate emotions very well in Japanese, for example, or even just slang, I suppose, kind of more casual expressions. And I think I could have worked on that. Another area, and this might tie in more specifically with students and the classroom, is I remember my original idea for this podcast. I thought about it last night. I went to sleep. I wrote some notes down, but I completely forgot the impetus of this podcast episode was that So from 19, let's say, no, about from about 2001, 2000, 2001, when I was in high school, I really got interested in studying Japanese on my own. Now, I had gone to Saturday school as a kid. A lot of Japanese American kids do that. Their parents will send them to Saturday school for to learn how to read and write, which is especially difficult in Japanese, because it does take a lot of effort to learn the writing system and the, you know, how to read it and so on. I learned, I got a had a good foundation, but I didn't really wasn't really able to communicate well. Let's just put it that way. So then in high school, I became very interested in learning Japanese. And I had an idea of possibly moving there. And so I would study a lot in my free time. And this is something I didn't always continue with the same degree of intensity. Like for a couple years, I was really intense about it. And for a couple years, I wasn't. And then I moved to Japan for a year after, well, I didn't finish college at that time. I dropped out of college. I went to Japan for a year. And I was studying very hard then, and so it wasn't completely consistent, but overall I still had this feeling that I wanted to improve my Japanese, and I was still interested in Japanese movies, media, you know, books, visiting Japan. I was still really into that. I still really enjoyed that. So I moved to Japan in 2010 for kind of, I wouldn't say a final time, but for a more established time. I had a really good job. And I had a really clear intention of living there. Whereas before, when I lived in Japan, I lived there for about a year before. That was kind of more like I just wasn't sure what to do. I was just really interested in it, but I didn't necessarily have a clear plan. I just kind of went there, just because I wanted to go, if that makes sense. But in 2010, I was a little bit older. I had a really good job, and I had a clear plan to live there. Not permanently necessarily, but again, establishing myself. And I continued studying Japanese. I really liked speaking Japanese and improving it and so on. And then I noticed a shift in about 2013, maybe late 2013. I moved back to the US in early 2015. So around late 2013, I think, I noticed a shift where I don't know how to explain it. I wasn't quite interested in learning Japanese anymore. I noticed that I was, for example, I had a girlfriend at the time, and I wasn't really speaking Japanese to her anymore. Her English was really good, but prior to that, I had always spoken Japanese with her most of the time. And I noticed a shift. I wasn't watching as many Japanese TV shows or movies. I wasn't studying that much on my own, but I kept trying, if that makes sense. And I started to notice a bit of a disconnect. Between what I was doing or what I thought I should be doing. Well, I'm in Japan. I should continue improving my Japanese. I even went to a school for a little bit, and it didn't feel right. You know, I thought maybe if I go to a school or if I went to a school, that would motivate me more. But I think perhaps deep down, my time in Japan was coming to an end, and my interest in living in Japan and studying Japanese had also come to an end. And I think that's perfectly fine. But I think I wasn't quite honest with myself about that shift, if that makes sense. I was still living in Japan and enjoying it, but I don't think I was that into it, if that makes sense. And if you're going to be in a foreign country, hopefully you want to live there, right? And I didn't have any attachments there. I didn't have any children, or I wasn't married. So it's not as if I felt like I needed to stay as well. But that's something that I do think about a lot. And so again, I bringing it back to the students, you know, I think a lot of students are very honest about why they're studying English or coming to class. A lot of it's about social interaction. A lot of it is just about being able to use English, but not necessarily improve. A lot of it is about maintenance. And as a teacher, I think I have to respect that as well. But I also don't want students to feel too stressed if they put too much pressure on themselves to do something that perhaps they may actually not want to do. I think all the students do want to learn English. I think that's clear. But again, I think when we think about our goals and our wants and our expectations, I think that's where we can kind of dig deep and really be honest with ourselves. Why do I want to, get to an academic level of English? Is that really necessary for my goals? I might have touched upon this in a previous episode, but I think that's an important question to ask. So this episode was maybe a little bit unfocused, but I kind of wanted to at least bring up this topic of honesty as it relates to language learning. But I think it's something to think about in general as well. And I think if we can be honest with ourselves, both in our learning goals, language learning or any kind of learning, why am I doing this? Why do I want to improve? Why am I putting so much pressure on myself? Do I really want to come to class every day? Maybe I don't want to. Maybe I don't need to put that pressure on myself. I think this can really help us with our, I guess, mental and emotional health. And yeah, again, could be pure speculation on my part, but it's something that I experienced and sometimes I noticed that with students as well. So I just thought I'd share these ideas. Not the most fascinating topic, but I'll come up with some other ones in the future and probably do some more on ChatGPT and other AI, large language models, these kinds of tools. So I'll sign off there. If you ever have any comments or questions or any suggestions for topics in the future, you can always put them in the YouTube comment section. You can't do it on Spotify. I don't think you can. I'm still working on getting the Apple podcast version running, but Apple's, I don't know, I just couldn't figure it out and I gave up. Also, I think I might share, if some people are kind of interested, I might share the behind the scenes stuff a little bit more, like how I plan my lessons, what are my views on language learning. So I might kind of expand those topics a little bit as well. But I always welcome any suggestions for topics. I'm not teaching in person at the moment, but I do like when students give me suggestions. So we'll close it off there. Kept it under 20 minutes. And honestly, it's really early on a Sunday morning, so I might actually head back to bed.